Marco.
Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen plays his second shot, and that's a beauty as well.
Marco Allen.
Oh, terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful stop, super round the goal. Very mature performance, and does finish well.
I've just crashed, KB.
Oh, jingos.
On Hungry for Sport, time to step onto the 18th green with the People's Champion, Mark Allen. For Shricks on Golf, try the new Z-Star Performance Guarantee today. So
ah, yes, the People's Champion joins us, Mark Allen, to talk golf. G'day, Marco.
Hey, KB. It just took, your new bloke, only about 15 minutes to get a new intro going.
Well, you demanded it.
Where's Forte's gone?
You demanded it. Absolutely demanded it. Do you like it?
He's been in the job for 11 years, and finally we've got something.
Do you like it?
No, I don't. Get rid of the stupid Marco, bloody fanatic rubbish. Get that out of there immediately. And the rest, it's not too bad, the rest of it.
Oh, it could take another 10 years to get rid of that, Mark.
Don't do that to me.
Mark, I reckon, I know you're off to the Masters with the Ox.
Yep.
And that's going to be a great time and a great tournament. But I reckon the two guys that finished first and second in this latest tournament in Texas, the Texas Open, Jimmy Walker and Jordan Spieth, might just fight out the Masters as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, Jimmy Walker has won, I think this is five times, and I'm thinking around 40, 50 tournaments. One or the other, he has been ballistic the last couple of years. He is an amazing player. Now, I've been racking my brain this morning after the win, and he won convincingly. He won by four shots over Jordan Spieth, and it was a very, very windy weekend over there in San Antonio. But I can't remember him really featuring too often in the majors. This is obviously the next step for this character. Last year, we saw him win three times very, very early, and you know he was basically in the top five for the entire year of those FedEx Cup points that they play for. But, the next step for this bloke is to win a major. Now, of all the majors, Augusta's the one. He hits it really, really high. And this is the thing that's really amazing. Some of the American players, KB, they do amaze me. Like, for instance, Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus, what do you win? Maybe three British Opens, maybe four? I don't know. Three or four, one or the other. But he never changed his game. And, you know, he had a towering ball flight, Jack Nicklaus. Didn't change it ever. Jimmy Walker, he's the same guy. Here he is playing in this wind that, you know, everybody else is having trouble with. He's got this big, barreling, high ball fly, big high draws. Didn't change it hardly at all, you know, and comes out and wins. And every other player in the field, you can see him hitting the half shots. You can see them trying to keep it low. You know, Jordan Spieth is very, very good at that. At that level, it's pretty hard to do it consistently, just to keep on hitting the golf ball low. But, you know, Jordan's from Texas. I think Jimmy Walker's from Texas as well, now that I'm thinking about it. But didn't change one bit, just bombing it up in the air. Everybody else is, you know, back, forth, trying to work out what club to hit. The winner, of course, just backs himself, backs what's going to happen. Yeah, you actually, when it's windy like that, and especially the Texas wind, it goes and swirls around. It's up and down. It's, you know, it's very, very gusty type wind. So once the golf ball leaves the club face, you know, you pretty much don't know where it's going to come down. And I think the best players understand that. And I think they just play their own game and just see what happens. But Jimmy Walker, brilliant player. Like I said, fifth win in, I'm thinking, if he's played the last 2 years, it's 40 or 50 events. It's pretty phenomenal golf.
But that's what makes golf such an odd game, because he went, I'm trying to remember how many tournaments he actually played before he actually won a tournament. Mm. He was just a journeyman.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, his whole game changes around and he starts winning. So it's an odd game when you consider someone like Jason Duffner, who for about 12 or 18 months or maybe 2 years was a very, very hot golfer. He can't even hit it now. He doesn't even make the cut.
Yeah, look, there's all kinds of stories. I was reading last night, a tweet that John Huggam sent out. There's a character from Scotland who, you know, in his very, very first year won some big checks, some enormous checks, and then lost his game completely. Now he's driving cabs. So that happens a lot in the world of golf. I mean, he completely lost his game, this Scotsman, and you know the quote, of course, was going back to Colin Montgomery. He said, "Once you turn pro, don't change anything. Don't change anything." You know, it's funny. We all know the name if you follow golf closely. Glenn Joyner. Glenn Joyner went to college with Colin Montgomery. I think it was Houston Baptist or Houston. There was one of the big colleges in Houston, and Glenn will tell you the story that, you know, when he was there, Colin Montgomery was trying to fix this big slice that he had. He had a big cut. And, you know, and there was another bloke, there was another Australian called Jeff Wagner. He used to win all the tournaments. He used to beat Colin Montgomery every week. And Colin Montgomery continued to try and get rid of this big fade. Anyway, once they both turned pro, Jeff and Colin, things changed. Obviously, Colin Montgomery went to being an absolute superstar, and Jeff Wagner we never heard from again. And one day, Jeff Wagner caught up with Colin Montgomery and said, "What did you change?" He said, "Remember that slice I was trying to get rid of? I stopped trying to get rid of it.
I kept it.
I kept it." That's exactly right. So, you know, I've spoken to I haven't spoken to Jeff Wagner about it, but I have spoken to Glenn Joyner about it, and he'll tell you the story. He just, you know, Colin Montgomery was trying like, you know, trying like hell to get rid of this slice or this fade that he had. As soon as he worked out in his head that I'm not going to get rid of this thing, I might as well just play with it, he led the Order of Merit in Europe about six or seven, a record amount of times in a row, and became a wonderful player. Never won a major, but
close. He was close on a number of occasions.
Absolutely.
But
he was a genius player.
But I was watching recently, Mark Allen has joined us talking golf. Jason Duffin has lost a lot of weight too. He's obviously wanted to trim down and lost a lot of weight, but hasn't improved his golf. In fact, his golf's gone backwards. Mm. And I was watching Colin Montgomery the other day playing on the Seniors Tour, because he's joined the Seniors Tour in America, and he won the US Open Seniors last year, and you know, he's just about the hottest player on the tournament. He is so big now, Colin Montgomery, but it doesn't seem, golf doesn't seem to be a game, if you happen to be overweight or out of shape, doesn't seem to make any difference on winning.
It's pretty nice when you get someone carrying your bag, KB.
Well, that happens. They're professionals, so they don't have to carry the bag.
They are professionals. But, you know, when you play golf, for instance, and you are pulling that buggy around with the 14 clubs and your waterproofs and extra balls and balls you've found and, you know, everything else that's in that golf.
14 clubs? 14? 14 clubs?
Probably a couple of jumpers in there that you haven't bothered to take out as well. I mean, it is a very tiring game. I know when I play these days, I play with either 12 clubs, 11 or 12 clubs, and carry the bag, because it's just so much easier to get around the golf course. I don't feel drained afterwards. And I know for a lot of people, they think, you know, it can be a tiring game. But when you don't have to carry those bags around, when you can play four rounds in a row pretty easy. So you don't have to be super fit, like you're saying. But I think the real danger when players lose weight is if you're not gaining muscle at the same time, if you're not getting stronger, it's one thing to lose weight, but you've got to become, or at least keep your strength. And I think, someone like, Duffner, not only does he look like he's lost a lot of weight, he doesn't look too strong anymore to me. And I think Craig Parry found the same thing. I think Craig Parry lost a lot of weight, and his game went to, it was horrible after a while. He couldn't break an egg when he lost all this weight, but I think they lose their strength as well. Mm. So I think that's the dodgy thing that happens when players actually lose weight. I think you've got to do it like Duval did. You know, you all remember Duval. Duval, before he started losing weight, came second about eight or nine times in a row on the PGA Tour, couldn't crack a win, so he decided to go hard in the gym, went really hard in the gym, but not just losing body fat, he actually put on a lot of muscle, and he went from this guy who came second all the time to a bloke who could win majors, win tournaments, become number one in the world. So that's the model. I mean, if you're a big guy and you're on the tour, there's no good just losing the belly fat. You actually have to put on muscle as well. Otherwise, you know, you'll go backwards pretty quick.
Mark, always great to catch up. It's going to be a fantastic tournament at the Masters this year. We still don't know whether or not Tiger Woods is going to play, but have a great trip when you get across there. I know you're going to be on tonight on the run home, but it is going to be a fantastic tournament, particularly if Tiger has this comeback. The eyes of the world will be on the Masters.
I don't think he's going to be there. KB, keep your eye out for Lydia Ko. 27 rounds in a row on the par. She's one shot behind at the moment with about three holes to play. So if she can win that one, they've got a major next week, the girls. And that'd be a nice way to start looking for her first major, coming off a win the week before.
Marco, we'll catch you tonight on the run home. Don't forget, with always brought to you by Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. Craig Howard is the gun down there. Just mention Marco's name and you'll get the best deal in town.